Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvelous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. It was he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and stars in the night, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
None but the Lord has done such marvels. His love endures forever.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arms outstretched, with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force into the sea, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
He brought Israel out of Egypt with powerful hand and arm outstretched.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
Through the desert, his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendor he slew, for his love endures forever.
Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever.
He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant, their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever.
And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven, give thanks, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Give praise to the God of heaven. He has ransomed us from our enemies.
The Lord led this holy man along a sure path.
He showed him the kingdom of God.
From the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, in Ramah is heard the sound of moaning, of bitter weeping. Rachel mourns her children. She refuses to be consoled, because her children are no more. Thus says the Lord, cease your cries of mourning, wipe the tears from your eyes. The sorrow you have shown shall have its reward, says the Lord. They shall return from the enemy's land. There is hope for your future, says the Lord. Your sons shall return to their own borders. I hear Ephraim pleading. You chastised me, and I am chastened. I was an untamed calf. If you allow me, I will return, for you are the Lord my God. I turn in repentance. I have come to myself. I strike my breast. I blush with shame. I bear the disgrace of my youth. Is Ephraim not my favorite son, the child in whom I delight? Often, as I threaten him, I still remember him with favor. My heart stirs for him. I must show him mercy, says the Lord. Set up road markers, put up guideposts. Turn your attention to the highway, the road by which you went. Turn back, O virgin Israel. Turn back to these your cities. How long will you continue to stray, rebellious daughter? The Lord has created a new thing upon the earth. The woman must encompass the man with devotion. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will seed the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and the seed of beast. As I once watched over them to uproot and pull down, to destroy, to ruin and to harm, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, says the Lord. In those days they shall no longer say, the fathers ate unripe grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. But through his own fault only shall anyone die. The teeth of him who eats the unripe grapes shall be set on edge. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers, the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will place my law within them and write it upon their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer will they have need to teach their friends and kinsmen how to know the Lord. All, from least to greatest, shall know me, says the Lord. For I will forgive their evil doing and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Create a clean heart in me, O God,
and put a new and steadfast spirit within me.
Turn away your face from my sins, O God, and blot out all my guilt,
and put a new and steadfast spirit within me.
From a letter by St. Peter Claver, priest. Yesterday, May 30th, 1627, on the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity, numerous blacks brought from the rivers of Africa disembarked from a large ship. Carrying two baskets of oranges, lemons, sweet biscuits, and I know not what else, we hurried toward them. When we approached their quarters, we thought we were entering another Guinea. We had to force our way through the crowd until we reached the sick. Large numbers of the sick were lying on the wet ground, or rather in puddles of mud. To prevent excessive dampness, someone had thought of building up a mound with a mixture of tiles and broken pieces of bricks. This, then, was their couch, a very uncomfortable one, not only for that reason, but especially because they were naked without any clothing to protect them. We laid aside our cloaks, therefore, and brought from a warehouse whatever was handy to build a platform. In that way, we covered a space to which we at last transferred the sick by forcing a passage through the bands of slaves. Then we divided the sick into two groups. One group, my companion approached with an interpreter, while I addressed the other group. There were two blacks, nearer death than life, already cold, whose pulse could scarcely be detected. With the help of a tile, we pulled some live coals together and placed them in the middle, near the dying men. Into this fire we tossed aromatics. Of these we had two wallets full, and we used them all up on this occasion. Then, using our own cloaks, for they had nothing of this sort, and to ask the owners for others would have been a waste of words, we provided for them a smoke treatment, by which they seemed to recover their warmth and the breath of life. The joy in their eyes, as they looked at us, was something to see. This was how we spoke to them, not with words, but with our hands and our actions. And in fact, convinced as they were that they had been brought here to be eaten, any other language would have proved utterly useless. Then we sat, or rather knelt, beside them and bathed their faces and bodies with wine. We made every effort to encourage them with friendly gestures and displayed in their presence the emotions which somehow naturally tend to hearten the sick. After this, we began an elementary instruction about baptism, that is, the wonderful effects of the sacrament on body and soul. When by their answers to our questions, they showed that they had sufficiently understood this, we went on to a more extensive instruction, namely, about the one God who rewards and punishes each one according to his merit and the rest. We asked them to make an act of contrition and to manifest their detestation of their sins. Finally, when they appeared sufficiently prepared, we declared to them the mysteries of the Trinity, the Incarnation, and the Passion, showing them Christ fastened to the cross as he is depicted on the baptismal font on which streams of blood flow down from his wounds. We led them in reciting an act of contrition in their own language. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was homeless, and you took me in.
Now I tell you this, when you did these things for the most neglected of my brothers, you did them for me.
This is what I command, love one another as I have loved you.
Now I tell you this, when you did these things for the most neglected of my brothers, you did them for me.
O God, who made St. Peter Claver a slave of slaves, and strengthened him with wonderful charity and patience as he came to their help, grant, through his intercession, that seeking the things of Jesus Christ, we may love our neighbor in deeds and in truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.